Inner Traditions Audio presents Childless Living, The Joys and Challenges of Life Without Children by Lisette Schoutemaker, read by Lisette Schoutemaker. Introduction. We, people without children, are in the news these days. Articles are published regularly on millennials who profess their certainty of not going on to copy the life of their parents. Journalists comment on the remarkable number of political leaders in Europe who have no children of their own. Essays are written on how far people are willing to go in order to fulfill their wish to have children, and where we, as a society, would, could, or should draw the line. Scientists, politicians, and the media alike make comments on how many we, the childless and the child-free, actually are. Like a ship that appears out of the mist, we emerge, and suddenly we prove to be a flotilla of vessels of all kinds. Our fleet consists of motorboats, of marvelous young people who want a family, sure, one day, but not right now. Someday, in an unspecified later, when we are ready. For the time being, as young adults, we wish to enjoy our flexibility, to discover ourselves and our potential. We want to continue to be able to close the door and be off for a weekend, a few weeks, or a year. We can hardly imagine what will make us give up this delicious freedom one day. Hormones, we imagine. The pressure of family or friends, perhaps. Or the heart becoming curious about the child that could come into existence out of our love. In our midst, we have sturdy tugboats of those of us who have consciously decided to spread our love wider than predominantly amongst offspring of our own. These mariners generally work full-time and are happy to fill in for colleagues, apologetically rushing out because the childcare center is about to close or exhausted grandparents need to be relieved from duty. When it is generally assumed that we will be the ones to remain and finish the task at hand, a sense of resentment may start to build within us, arguing that our free time is as valuable as that of our colleagues who chose to have children will not go down well, we know, nor will any suggestion that we too should be eligible for a sabbatical or the childless person's equivalent of maternity and paternity leave. The solitary ones amongst us come in silent canoes. We love to keep our own company. We revel in the peace and quiet in our homes and in our heads. We wish to apply ourselves to our own interests. Some of us have enough self-awareness to...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?